Autumn Door and Spoken Realms present Baker's Dozen, a Lexi Fagan mystery, by Autumn Door, narrated by Christy Burns. Chapter 1. Late December 1983. Jerry Stevens. Lexi sat at the kitchen table she had rescued from an alley near her apartment on Russian Hill. Saxman Bite, the 15-year-old black and tan cat she had brought with her from Alaska to San Francisco 2 years earlier, sat licking herself, legs splayed unladylike across the floor, her head buried in her belly. Lexi was 19 and could hardly remember a time without Saxman in her life. Lexi had awakened just before her alarm was set to go off. It was another day that reminded her of what she'd lost. Memories only sleep could erase. She showered, then dressed in slacks and a blouse before wrapping her uniform, a glorified apron, around her like a lab coat. She waited impatiently for the sound of the newspaper thud against the front door of the building. After draining the lukewarm tea at the bottom of her mug, she turned off the transistor radio that sat near the window. It was too early for Metro Dave to give the first traffic report of the morning. Not that she cared, since she bussed or walked to the bakery. She just liked his voice. Her ponytailed hair was still wet, forming a large curl, dampening her uniform at the neck and making her shiver. Instead of messing with the heater in the hall, she put on her coat and looked at her watch. "The paper has to be here by now, Sax." She walked into the hall and glanced at a mirror next to the front door. Her intelligent and unblinking eyes looked back at her. She tucked away the unruly tendrils forming around her head despite the ponytail. As expected, three papers were tossed over the steps and so close to the door that they slid across the marble as she pushed the door open. She grabbed one and hurried back inside. Hers was apartment number 1, the first door on the left as you entered the building. With only 10 minutes before it was time to leave for the bakery, Lexi returned to the kitchen table with the paper. She first shook, then smoothed out the front page. Scanning the headlines, she stopped to read every word of the article she had been waiting for. "Murder investigation opens in Cathedral Hill fire." She pulled the coat around her like a blanket and continued to read what looked like a follow-up story. The December 19th Cathedral Hill fire claimed 3 lives. It was believed that each of the victims died of smoke and fire-related injuries, but new
sample complete. Ready to continue?